This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. That's right. But as we think of 2020, there is a lot packed into this verse. It seems that this year, if you consider all that have happened, all that we are going through, there have been so many twists and turns. Now, I got a question. I got a few questions as we go through. But how many of you have ever been on a roundabout? And I don't mean around a boot. I mean a roundabout. Well, when we were in our first church in Alder Grove, British Columbia, and we would go down to Bellingham, Washington, when we first got there, it was a straight path. There was lights. It wasn't a main highway. It was almost like 104, but it was a straight path right down from our house because we lived 28 blocks from the border. We would cross the border, and we would go straight down to Bellingham often to enjoy. And we would go. There was a place in between called Linden, Washington, that had great, great homemade ice cream. And so it was just fantastic. But as we were there for as long as we are here, 9 years, that road changed. They wanted to take out the lights and put in these roundabouts. And if you're like me, as you get to that roundabout, you have to be ready. You have to be ready to get on. You have to know which exit is yours. Because if you're not ready, if you're not watching, and you don't know what exit is yours, as soon as you get on, there goes that exit, and around again, there goes that exit. And I think for many of us this morning, we would say that's a bit like 2020. It just seems like we're going around and around and around. But friends, we have made it through 327 days. We only have 39 left. And if you're good with math, all of a sudden your mind is just going. And that means this year we've had 366 days. We got a bonus in this year. We enjoyed leap year this year. And I think we'd all agree that we would have been fine to miss leap year this year, unless you were born on that day. But God's Word, and really what we've sung and what we've talked about this morning, and as we look to Thanksgiving just in a few days, God's Word encourages us to be thankful and to count our blessings. And so with Thanksgiving just 4 days away, we are going to celebrate Thanksgiving. But because of COVID and the restrictions that are set, this Thanksgiving is going to be different. We're not going to get around it. It's going to be different than we've ever experienced before. But I hope for you, and I hope for myself, that as we spend time around the table, we will keep that wonderful tradition alive. At least spend time saying, but that we would spend time going around the table and saying to each other what we're thankful for, even this year. And so if you see your sermon notes, I got a question for you. And I want you to answer it, and we're going to have to do it in a different way. Usually I get you to kind of hollow up. We're not going to do that. But I do want you to answer that question of what are you thankful for in 2020? And this morning, if you are online, I want you to participate as well. And I encourage you, because I know how great you are with writing on that chat line, because I spent 10 weeks with you. I want you to respond on that chat line what you are thankful for. And so take a moment and really consider. We can come up with a little fluffy Sunday school answers. But as we look at all that we've been through and still have 39 days left, what are you thankful for this morning? If you're alone, I'm sorry. But if you're sitting by somebody, even a family member or somebody that you're close to, share that real quickly. What are you thankful for this morning? What are we thankful for? God is encouraging us today to be thankful. Well, I've said it. I'm thankful for our online service, our online church. And so this morning, because we got a brand new camera and we got a fancy new setup back there, we're going to try something. We are going to pan, because I've been asked a few times, when can we see the church? When, instead of just seeing my beautiful face or Pastor Danny's beautiful face, when can, well, you know, I saw when he was up there, if I was who I was in the past, I would have yelled up when he put the staff up there, and you know I would have. Aren't those people good looking? But Danny doesn't know me just yet because I'm out of action. So I got to let me get to know him or get to know me. We are going to pan from this side all the way with our fancy new camera. And for the person that purchased that, thank you so much, because I think it's going to enhance our online service to our church. We're going to pan from there all the way over there. So you might have to turn a little bit, but let's let our on-site campus see our faces and just say hi to them this morning. So let's do it, my friends. Look at the camera. It's back there, and it's coming. It's moving here. It's almost at the middle now. Now it's in the middle. Turn around and give a wave to those friendly folks that they are seeing us today, because this morning, even though that we are separated, some are sitting here and some are watching online, we are a church family. And this morning, as we focus on being thankful, I invite you to open your Bibles to Ephesians 2. And Jody Jones is going to read our passage this morning. So I'm going to invite us. It's our tradition. If you could mask back up, let's stand as we read God's Word this morning.
Good morning. It's great to stand up here and see you.
Amen.
So our reading today is from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. The title in my Bible says, by grace through faith. And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Thank you. You may be seated.
Paul the Apostle, who wrote Ephesians, was a thankful person. And as Jody read those 10 verses, my prayer has been for the last couple of weeks that we would be overwhelmed by the words of Paul this morning and how thankful he was. He is thankful to God. He is thankful for the churches he cared for. Thanksgiving flowed through Paul in most every circumstances that he was involved with. In Ephesians 2, Paul helps the Ephesians to focus their thanksgiving on God. And really, what is remarkable for us today, and which I think is very helpful for us right now, Paul wrote these words while he was in a form of social isolation. He was in chains. He was in prison. In this passage, divide these conditions. But God. Paul knows the difference that God makes in the person's life. In the first three verses, Paul draws a very grim person, of what it is to live without God. One of my commentaries describes life without God like this. We were dead. We were enslaved. We were condemned. We were dead. And you were dead in the trespasses and sins. We were enslaved, following the course of this world. We were held captive by the devil. We were enslaved to the passions of our flesh. And we were condemned. We were by nature children of wrath. These verses show humanity living to please themselves. Without God in our lives, we follow our own desires and we set our own rules. We can try as hard as we want, my friends, to be good, decent people. We can even try to do the right things for others. But without Christ in our lives, we will never be good enough. We cannot earn God's love. We can't do enough good things for others on our own, in our own strength. Ultimately, this condition will lead to destruction and death. But the Bible teaches us something better. Something better than this. When we should have expected wrath because of our sin and disobedience, God extends mercy and love to us. Without God's mercy and love, we are without hope. We are by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. We need those two little words, but God. We need that division. We need that hope this morning. Paul is so thankful because God's mercy guides us out of. God's mercy this morning guides us out of death into life, out of darkness into light, out of slavery into freedom. Yes, Paul was in prison, yet he could thank God because of his life in Christ. This morning, whatever we are facing, whatever you are going through, we need to remember with Paul that our circumstances do not define our relationship with God. Our relationship with God redefines our circumstances. Paul, in chains in a Roman prison, was fully alive. He was fully free. He could enjoy love. He could enjoy life. And he could proclaim the good news because he embraced and was thankful for God's mercy. Paul is showing us a better way, a new way to live. With mercy, with hope, and with purpose as we face the end of this year and going forward. And so this morning, to say that we are thankful for God should overwhelm us. It should overwhelm us for what God did for us while we were still sinners. He sent Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. It should overwhelm us this morning. We say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you did for me. Our life is now full of the blessings of His mercy, His grace, and His love for us. Paul wasn't just thankful to be freed from the consequences of sin. Paul was thankful to live in God's grace. To live in the immeasurably richness of God's grace. So second, Paul was thankful for grace, which is immeasurably rich. Which is immeasurably rich. Grace, by definition, is freely given, unmerited favor received from God. Here the word is immeasurable grace. It's too large, extensive. It's too extreme to measure this morning. We only get a glimpse of what God has done for us. And I wonder, this side of heaven, is will really ever grasp His grace for us. Romans 5:8. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. While we were still sinners, we weren't perfect. We didn't have to come up and line up to some set of rules. We didn't have to climb some ladder. We didn't have to do something better. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Colossians 2:13. And you who were dead in your trespasses, God made alive together with Him, having forgiven us all our trespasses. It's not just a few. Well, you know what? I think, and I know I got to watch how far I can go. Let's just see how good you people really are. I'll forgive you, but I'll forgive you for about that much. But if you go across the line and you don't stand up to it, well, I'm going to bang you. That's not it. In that verse in Colossians, when I read it, when my commentary directed me to that, and I read the word all, He has forgiven all of our sins. That's why we need to strain forward. That's why we have to look forward to where we're going and not look back. That doesn't mean that sometimes we don't remember, but when we do remember, we got to say, Lord, help me to focus on what the truth is. Help me to focus, even like Paul focused. Let's think about Paul for one moment this morning. His year wasn't going that great. He was in a prison. I'm sure he would have traded anything to get out of that. But yet, he could pen these words to a church in Ephesus that we today can read and find that same encouragement as we go through different things in our lives. We can be thankful this morning. Our salvation gives us access into a relationship with the triune God that goes beyond anything we could ever think of or imagine. But to all who did receive Him, who believe in His name, He gave them the right to be called children of God. My friends, but God, if we've been in those first three verses and we've stepped through because of what God has done for us, He now calls us children, His beloved. What a thing to be thankful for as we go into this week of Thanksgiving. God's grace really goes beyond words that we could ever express. So to say these words, we are thankful to God. If you think about it, it's very hard to explain that to others. To explain God's grace, because it doesn't make sense at times. Because if I look at my last 7 days and I think, how many times did I trip up? How many times did I do something that I shouldn't have done? But yet, the God of the universe looks down and says to me, I extend mercy, I extend grace, and I give you my love. Boy, that allows me to keep going, even when we mess up. Yes, Paul was in chains. Under Roman guard. These are true facts. But as Paul explains it, this was not his true situation. No matter his physical condition, Paul understood his union with Christ to be his true reality. His circumstances did not define his relationship. His relationship with God redefined his circumstances. Paul, even while in jail, knew his true hope. He knew that no matter what he faced, his sins were forgiven. He was alive by the grace of God. Though in chains, he is raised with Christ. Though his life was in danger, he was seated with Christ in the heavenly realms. This shows that Paul's hope was in God, in his God's immeasurable grace. It is that grace that is on display for you and me to live out. We should be displaying that grace to others that we come into contact. They should see grace just flowing through us. By God's grace, our circumstances are never just like they seem. Paul is teaching the church in Ephesus that they were not alone. As bad as 2020 has been, and with all that has gone on, and on my next page I have a few things written down. My friends, we are not alone in this journey. Look at the situation today. COVID, our political situation, our relational divisions here in the United States. It makes Thanksgiving seem and feel so much different. This difference can remind us to look beyond our circumstances, like Paul does. Paul looked beyond the jail. He looked beyond the bars, and he saw Jesus with him, in his presence with him where he was. Though threatened by a pandemic, friends, we are alive together with Christ. Though anxious relationally, politically, and socially, we are raised with Christ. Though having socially isolated, we are seated with Christ in the heavenly places. Our lives should be lived with hope, with thanksgiving, no matter what our outer circumstances are. The world is looking at us and seeing as how we are going to react to all. And friends, it's in my notes, and I did it. I capitalized it. I bolded it, and I underlined the word all. How are we reacting to all that is going on right now? What are they seeing in you and me as we face these days that just seem to never end? Our lives should be lived with hope. We are called to be a thankful people, to be like Paul as he is like Christ. We need to display for others the riches of God's grace, to be people who rest in God's grace and show God's love and care for those around us. And Paul, as Paul is about to show us in verse 10, good works are a part of God's grace. So finally, Paul is thankful for good works that were prepared in advance. Paul is thankful for God's grace. He's thankful for God's grace that it works through each and every one of us. We are God's handiwork. We are God's handiwork. And the way that God is at work in this world is through his church and through his people. The Ephesians were neither spectators or initiators of God's grace. They were recipients and participants in God's grace. What does that mean for us? Paul helps us to see that God, before the creation of time, had us in mind. We were created because of our uniqueness. We were created just the way we are so that God could use us. You don't have to be me. And friends, you don't want to be me. God wants you to be you. And he wants to use you to share mercy, to extend grace, and to show God's love. Paul helps us to see that God is so much more. God in his love is never random or generic. He doesn't roll the dice and see what's going to happen. He is personal and relational. He chooses us to do the good works he desires us to do. This is freeing and hopeful, my friends, because it is the visible part that people see of God's grace in you and me. God created us to be in relationship with Him. Because of this relationship, He invites us to share His mercy, grace, and love with others. He wants us to share our stories of how God has changed our lives. The good works we are to do flow out of God's creative love for us. Each of us is a part of God's masterpiece that He is offering now to the world through us. You know, sometimes when you hear the word good works, and I say, you know what, Taylor, Susan, Art, I got something for you to do. You clam up, not me. You know, if I would say yes, what might happen? Well, He could send me to the ends of the world. You know, He might make me do something I don't want to do. You know, if I say yes, He's just going to leave me out there on my own. His grace reminds us that this isn't true. Yes, God might call us to do very difficult things, but these things will always extend His grace. They will always be a unique expression of His love. And He will never leave us. He will never, ever leave us alone. Behold, I am with you always, even to the very end of the days. It doesn't say, well, except for 2020 and all that you're going through. I'm going to just kind of take a break there. Yes, God has stretched me in my life. But as I have looked back on my life, there has never been a time that I have been without His grace. God has remained faithful to me, and I am so thankful to that for Him, because all that He has done for me. What about in your life? Are you discovering how you are God's handiwork in this world? Again, at times when we think that I've been asked to do something or maybe have a conversation or step out of my comfort zone a little bit, you know, I have to be someone special to be used by God. You know, maybe I need special training. I'm just not good enough to be used by God. And as I sat here yesterday on my shelf and I saw this vase, and I remember John Crocio making this for me years ago for an illustration. And I remember going to his shop and he said, pick out any piece of wood on his fire pile. And so I could have been a real jerk and went to the bottom and pulled the bottom one out, but I didn't. I picked one that was probably very quickly going to go into that fire. I picked one and he took it. He said, yeah, we can use this. And if you would have seen the original one, you would have said, no way. But as I looked at that yesterday, I thought, wow, I can remember John, and I gave him that piece of wood. And I remember as he worked on it, even while I was there, and then I left and I came back and I saw his finished work. And honestly, even yesterday, I thought, boy, I hope John doesn't text me after the service and say, well, I did take a Sharpie and make that. But if you look at the lines that are in that wood, and you look how wonderfully that's made, and if a human can do that, what can the creator of the universe do for each one of us? How beautiful does He make us? How loving does He extend to us? What a masterpiece we are. What a masterpiece we are. Because before the creation of time, He had us in His mind. And before the creation of time, He had us willing to do something for Him, to be a part of His plan, to give us purpose to live. And so I looked at this yesterday, I thought, boy, I remember getting it, just being overwhelmed by it, and even now looking at it, it's beautiful. But God, the creator of the universe, thinks that about you today, my friends. Whatever you're going through, whatever your struggle is, whatever you are facing, He is there with you. He will never, ever leave you alone. Remember, our good works are an outflowing of God's grace. Are an outflowing of God's grace. We don't do it because all we have to. We do it because we remember what God has done for us. We need grace to extend grace. We need to see our church and our county of Oswego as a place where God's grace is flowing into the world through people just like you and me. We are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works which God prepared in advance for us to do. Those are some of the most freeing and thankful words we can ever consider this morning. This masterpiece of God's design, He's the artist. We are the elements. We are the elements of His mastery. We need to learn to rest in being His gift. We need to rest in being His gift to others. Remember, our circumstances do not define our relationship with God. Our relationship with God redefines our circumstances. The Creator of the universe is inviting us to be a part of His handiwork. We simply need to be willing to receive His grace and become expressions of His grace. Paul dreamed this all up, this whole letter, this whole part in prison. But yet he was able to share the gospel with others. And it's affecting us today. In conclusion, to enjoy Thanksgiving this year, let's learn a bit about Paul's version of social isolation. Allow your isolation to help us reflect on God, His mercy and His grace. Let God in His mercy and grace help us to see that our circumstances do not define our relationship with God, but our relationship with God redefines our circumstances. We are seated with Christ in the heavenly realms. Friends, I say this often, we win! We win! At the end of the day, we win! Third, reflect on how we are part of God's masterpiece. Marvel at the unique way that God's mercy and grace flows through us into our church and into our community. Four, like Paul, let's be thankful this year, allowing His mercy and grace to deepen our lives so that we would live more abundantly and thankfully in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank You for Your word today. And yes, Lord, this Thanksgiving is going to be completely different. And yet, we don't even know what's coming with all that has gone on. And we can think of those three big main issues, COVID, political, social. We don't know all that's going to go on, and we can let our minds just race. Because I've got a fast mouse that runs in my mind at times. And we can just race and race and race. But yet here in Ephesians, Paul wrote to a church, to a people just like us, that needed to be reminded of Your mercy, of Your grace, and Your love for us. And so today, may we be thankful people. May we be people this week that would go out and interact and show people You in us. Lord, thank You for Your love. In Your precious name, amen.
Will you stand?